This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Valley. He's also the chairman of Stand Up America. He's also recently written an editorial piece explaining why he believes it's very important for U.S. military leaders and our political leaders to decide upon a new strategy that will actually achieve victory in Afghanistan. He fears that many of our top people are simply waiting to run out the clock and begin the withdrawal process in the middle of next year, with perhaps some progress on the civilian front. And General, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be with you again.
Well, one of the major theses in your article, and I guess I just alluded to it, is the fact that you're very frustrated about the fact there doesn't seem to be this demand for victory. It was just last December, of course, that the president outlined his strategy for Afghanistan. And even at that time, there were those who were concerned that he didn't actually mention the word victory. And in the wake of that speech by the president, General Barry McCaffrey was interviewed by David Gregory on NBC News. I want to play you a couple of clips of that conversation because I think it fits in very well with this issue. Here's the first clip about Gregory simply talking about the president's refusal to pursue victory.
Define success, General McCaffrey. Define military success in the context of the way the president described it, which is not total victory. He didn't use the word victory. He doesn't talk about, you know, conquering all of the evil of Afghanistan. He seems to have a more limited view of it.
Yeah, well, thank God. I mean, that kind of rhetoric, victory, winning, is inappropriate.
Then the general was asked what we should be expected to achieve, and here's what he said.
I think what we're trying to achieve, first of all, is to get out of Afghanistan in under a decade, to minimize our casualties and expenditure, to leave a viable state, and that means build an Afghan army and police force can maintain internal order.
Well, let's take those one at a time, General. He says trying to pursue victory and declaring that you want to achieve victory is irresponsible.
I've never heard a four-star general, and I know General McCaffrey very well, but I've never heard a four-star general ever allude to the fact that you should not achieve victory other than the set of generals and admirals we have today. First of all, you don't go to war and the seriousness of committing our armed forces to the battle unless you're going to achieve victory. I mean, what's the sense of going to war but to defeat the enemy? That's the reason you go to war. So it's nonsensical to even say that. And obviously, General McCaffrey has bought into the counterinsurgency the strategy that we have that doesn't work, and it's never worked, other than a few small cases in the Philippines and the British in Malaysia. I mean, I can make great arguments that Vietnam was not an insurgency, but it was actually mounted by the North Vietnamese, and the Viet Cong were the proxy forces. Well, we have the same thing happening in the Middle East, where we have outside forces. The Taliban basically grew out of Peshawar, Pakistan, basically invaded Afghanistan, took over, and we took them out of power there in about 34 days in the fall of 2001. So this whole errant strategy of counterinsurgency to get in there and build a freedom-loving nation that's not achievable in the Middle East under Islamic law, it's just not going to work. It's not going to work in Iraq on a long-term basis as well. So, you know, what smart generals, if you go back to World War II and Patton and Eisenhower and MacArthur and the great admirals we had, and MacArthur saying there's no substitute for victory, and there really isn't when you go to commit your armed forces. You're there to defeat the enemy. We're not there to nation build. Somehow we've brought in this nation building over the years, but when you look back at World War II, Greg, nation building came after the victory was achieved. So I'm not sure where these generals and admirals are coming from today. I certainly did not learn that at West Point or the Command and General Staff College or the Army War College. We're not in this to build nations and freedom, and I think that's where Bush went off the wrong track when he says it's our duty to bring freedom and democracy to the world. No, our duty is to protect America and secure America first. So that's where I'm coming from on it.
Obviously, this next question could elicit a very long answer, but just in general terms, what could be effective at this point? There's a lot of people who believe that this war is unwinnable. I think Gorbachev said it this week as well, that he doesn't think we can actually succeed there under any circumstances. But you still believe that victory is achievable. What are the principles to achieving it?
Well, first of all, we go back to what we formed over the 70s and 80s and even into the 90s is Joint Strike Force warfare, where we basically muster our forces and we launch against the enemy. And what we call now, what I'm writing a book on, is the lily pad strategy, where we basically launch against the enemy from secure bases around the world that we have. And with our long-range capability, our unconventional force capability, we strike the enemy at its heart. We destroy the enemy, and basically we return to home base. And you're not going to turn the Afghan people under Islamic law into democracy and freedom. It's just not going to work. It's not in the cards. It's not in their society. It's not in their tribal traditions.
A couple minutes left with retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallee. And General, if in fact the goals are limited to what we heard General McCaffrey and even the president talk about last year with a beefed up Afghan police force, stronger infrastructure perhaps, if that's as far as we've gotten by the time this withdrawal begins in earnest, what will have been achieved over the previous 10 years?
Nothing. There's nothing. There's no victories for the United States in this, and that's what we have to look forward to in any endeavor we take. What is it for the American people? What are we investing our resources in? And, you know, when you can't lay down a victory for the United States, then it's not up to our job to change the Middle East. And you have a very corrupt government there in the Karzai government. They're taking money from Iran now, as well as the United States. He's playing both sides against the middle. And as many forces as we seem to train in Afghanistan, more than go over, even the same ones we train, go over to the Taliban side, because the Taliban are the threats in the villages and where their families are. So there's no victory for us there, because if we can take care of the terrorist havens that we find around the world with our intelligence and our long-range capability, and that's what we need to do. Find the enemies and then destroy the enemy and destroy them in their home base, which is their training areas.
Last 30 seconds here, General, from 2002 to even 2004, 2006, Iraq was a dominant issue. The war on terrorism was a dominant issue. It's been virtually absent completely from the campaign trail this year. How surprised and or disappointed are you by that?
Well, we sort of had a sense of feeling where the Pentagon was headed and where the leadership was going in the war, continue this nation building. Basically, you have Obama, who's a mediocre at best community organizer, has no clue about the military or strategy. And that's why I look for the senior generals and admirals to turn this thing around. You also have, the members of the Obama cabinet that seem clueless. And so as Iran gains the power structure in the Middle East, we continue to go downhill. And guess who's supporting the Iranians? The Chinese and the Russians. So, it's not that hard to figure out, Greg, when you really lay it down on paper and look at the chessboard out there.
General, well, certainly not encouraging news, but as always, sir, we greatly appreciate you being with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallee, Chairman of Stand Up America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.